Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRidge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRidge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
Well, you just had Lollapalooza in Chicago with 100 freaking thousand people there.
How about Obama's tent party, Glenn?
Obama's tent party. But right. I may be able to get back to normal, go to a restaurant.
Maybe.
Kiss my ass. It's celebration day. Very nice. Ooh. Oh, that went right down my shirt. Okay.
Wow.
That was perfect.
Oh, this stuff smells good.
This is Andrew Cuomo gone day. This is last night at midnight was Andrew Cuomo's last day in his tyrannical reign of New York. How do I work these things?
We are live. Yeah. I don't know. This thing doesn't work, Cuff.
Are you turning it the right way?
Wait a minute. Here we go.
There's an arrow on here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey. Here we go. Oh,
nice.
Good times.
Oh, my God. We're going to really make a mess today of this stuff.
Andrew Cuomo. He sent the letter last night. I love it.
The alcohol, I said it's too early for me to drink.
Me too.
Right? I only drink early on Bill Sundays, and I've got to be at the game to actually do it. And usually what happens is I was telling Lily, I said even in college, like, there's no way I could drink that early. I would be in bed. And what happens at the Bills game is I'm all fired up and ready to go. We have beers. It's so much fun. And then I come home, and it's 5 o'clock, and I fall asleep. And then midnight, I wake up. And then for the next 3 days, my sleeping schedule is
good.
But this, by the way, I'm going to save because I actually think we're going to need this for Kathy Hochul. I think...
You think she's going to resign too?
Oh, no. I think she's going to be just as much of a worthless you-know-what as he was.
Oh, yeah, so. No, I agree with that. Yeah. So here's Andrew Cuomo's resignation letter. I hereby tender my resignation for the Office of Governor of the State of New York. This resignation will be effective 12 a.m. August 24th. It is my pleasure to serve with you both. It was your fault.
Did you see his bye-bye speech? I watched part of it at the gym yesterday.
No.
I couldn't. It was the same thing. Like, listen, I'm doing this because I absolutely love New York, but really it's your fault.
Right.
And I'm really sorry that you believe these young ladies. All 11 of them are wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it's not my fault. It's their fault.
Right. I would have won the impeachment if I just, but I don't want to take New York through that. I don't want to put New York through that. That would have been terrible.
No. My heart is always
funny. Because I'm in the right, but I'll step down for the good of New York because I love New York. He wouldn't have stepped down if he knew he could win the impeachment.
No way.
He's gone. Thank the good Lord that Governor Cuomo is now gone out of New York. His tyrannical reign is over after a decade of the Buffalo Billion, the bid rigging for Solar City.
Yep.
I think it was 11 of his inner circle. Every single one of his inner circle went to jail. Was charged, right?
He knew nothing about it, though.
Nothing. Didn't have any idea what all these people were doing all around
Kathy
him,
neither.
Right?
By the way, Kathy Hochul, I love how the fact that she's like, well, a lot of people supporting her. Well, she didn't know anything about that. Well, she should have. I mean, not for nothing, but she worked hand in hand with him for years and years and years.
Right. You worked right next to him, and you didn't know he was harassing people? Seriously?
Right. Come on.
Right, yeah. Women have a
didn't know anything
for that
about
stuff,
the failure
the
and then the Buffalo Billion and how we've abused taxpayers time and time again. And it's not just Buffalo Billion. There's vacant warehouses in Syracuse, Albany.
Well, we had
that
movie theater. I mean, just failure after failure after failure. Yeah.
The nail in the coffin was his failure on COVID, which they continue to do. By the way, it's good to finally see people here in New York State just going, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. We're going back to going to restaurants and doing what we got to do. Unfortunately, all that stuff is now catching up to them because they had months and months and months where the communist New York regime wouldn't let them operate. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, you can operate, but we're just going to pay people to stay at home and be poor so you can't get labor.
Well, and on top of that, the Biden administration just increased food stamps by 25%.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's increased this, increased that. I mean, think about this. For food stamps now, you're at $800 a month. You're $10,000 a year for food assistance. Now, food assistance in the old days, and we have some colleagues that we have several colleagues actually that were that poor, that were on food assistance. It was government cheese. It was spam. Sure. That's what you
well,
got.
That was the
you
old
got,
days.
You got the box delivered, or you not even delivered. You picked up the box,
yep.
Right? And the box
and you
included
weren't happy about
military
it,
type rations, is what it was. And you were thankful
yeah,
to get
school,
it.
The old school thinking was we were thankful to get it, but we were not happy with that lifestyle. We were going to work our way
that's
out
right.
of it. The new thinking is, yeah, we're not going to do that. You know, it's funny.
Yeah, here's a $10,000 credit card. Just swipe it at the machine for your lobster and steak, and somebody yeah. else pays for it. It's sickening, is what it is.
A lot of people hate Tom Brady because you know he's beat them. And you know, we grew up in Buffalo. So you grew up in Buffalo. You're a Bills fan. You're a Sabres fan. You know, that's your hometown, right? So, but NFL quarterback Tom Brady is sharing his thoughts on the country's rising problems. At issue, Brady told NFL writer Peter King for his latest edition of Football Morning in America is that many Americans are quick to play the blame game rather than put in hard work to achieve their goals.
That's
good
right.
for you.
Yep.
Now this is a multi Super Bowl champion. Thank you so much, by the way. A multi-Super Bowl champion, but, you know, it's clear that it comes down to his work ethic, right?
Yep, absolutely.
It's pretty simple right now. If you're poor, you've chosen to be poor.
That's right.
You've chosen to be
for
poor.
For the most part.
Now, there are some of you that are mentally ill. There are some of you that have challenges, but 98 out of 100 people that are poor are choosing to be poor. There's jobs everywhere.
Well, here's the two.
Everywhere.
We've done this over 20-some years. We've done radio, 22 years now on the air. And we've done a lot of studies in the past, and maybe we'll do some in the future. Not that we've done the studies. We've talked about a lot of the studies that, like, the Heritage Foundation has done. There are two main reasons for poverty in this country, right? Number one, out-of-wedlock childbirth, right? So single-parent households are the number one, you know, cause of poverty in this country. Number two, which goes hand in hand, is simply not working enough hours. It has nothing to do about the body. You make $12, $15, $20, $25 an hour. That has nothing to do with it. The studies show that the average person on poverty works between 8 and 12 hours a week. I can tell you something. If I worked 8 hours a week, I'd be poor too, right?
Right.
It's unfortunate, but we don't give people the incentive or encourage them anymore to go back to work. What we do is we blame other people on their behalf. It's not your fault, little
Mary. No, it's
Mary.
The government's fault.
It's not your fault, little Billy.
It's the rich people.
It's everybody else holding you down. It's it's structural racism, whatever they call it, systematic racism. But I'm white. What do you mean systematic?
It's
half the poverty-stricken folks in this country. There's more white people in poverty than black people. Wow, but it's still, it could be, it was all
well,
kinds of.
It could be
of,
the top one percenters.
I mean,
they're just
ridiculous.
Not letting you move upwards.
It's
the top
we have
one
made
percenters.
It so comfortable. So comfortable for people to be poor in this country. Why would you get? Why would you go to work when you're making $50,000 a year on between food stamps, unemployment, Section 8 housing, all these benefits, and then of course they're not right. Mm-hmm. They're not. And the sad thing is that the elites and the left of this of the political spectrum, they take advantage of these folks, right? It's not your fault, but I'm only going to give you just enough to get by, right? I'm never going to give you the incentive to actually make something of yourself. Even Obama, what a shame that was. You're the first black president that could have stepped up outside of Bill Clinton, that could have stepped up and said, you know what, look at what I have done. You can accomplish anything in this country if you work hard and you put your mind to it.
Yep.
And I tell my kids all the time, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work, right? But if you have talent and work ethic, you can go anywhere in life, no matter what your background, education level, color, doesn't matter. And Barack Obama had a wonderful opportunity to say, look at me, I did it. Now it's your turn to do it too. Grab your piece of the American dream
did
and
just
go
the
for
opposite.
It. He did the opposite.
He did just
exactly.
the opposite.
What a shame.
Just the opposite. He made it to the highest position.
Most powerful.
The most powerful position in the world as a black man. And when he got there, he said, you can't do this.
That's right.
So somehow he was smarter and better than everybody else. Mm-hmm. You can't do this. The system is broke. Just the opposite of what he should have been doing.
Terrible.
Absolutely correct.
Just
and the
terrible.
Sad part is that, of course, many people believe him. I mean, humans are followers, right? We're sheep. I mean, by the way, we've got a video of Dr. Fauci. You got to watch that because this stuff will never end, folks.
I get a
story for you. The coronavirus that was 2 weeks to flatten the curve is going on 2 years to flatten America.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it's going.
No, it's never going away. And we'll talk about that.
Never.
You mentioned sheep, though. I got a quick story to tell you. So I've got my second daughter. What's that? Did I tell this last week? With the sheep pulling up behind me? I already told the story?
Yes.
I just find it so hilarious, though.
You
I
mean, pulled over and everybody else pulled over behind you.
Right behind me. Yeah. Anyway, I've got the new Florida Gulf Coast mug
here.
Well,
people want to follow. They want to follow, you know. And that's why it's so important, you know, when you talk about elections. All these elections are important, you know. I was talking to somebody about a local school board election and getting involved. And he said, you know, Mike, and I won't say the school, but he said the board itself right now, there's two liberals, two conservatives, and one who's just, you know, they're just sort of floating around. And the floater around wants to be conservative but is afraid of the two liberals,
right?
And I said to this gentleman, I said, well, if you can take one more spot, now it's 3-1, and that fourth one will follow. He'll follow wherever, you know, and he's like, absolutely. He's begging for us to come out so he can follow with us.
Right.
But he's on a board but doesn't want to lead.
Right.
Get off the board.
I mean, no offense, but if you don't have the stones to represent what you think is right, then get off
everybody.
The board.
I mean, look at the country, right? The country is full of that, right?
Yeah,
and
the problem is liberals are vicious. I mean, let's be honest here, right?
Just was going to say
they gaslight like crazy. Like, I mean, I have a piece here about that. It's amazing. Where was that piece I just tweeted?
They are absolutely relentless. And to your point, I didn't get to finish the story.
I'm sorry.
The board itself, that's okay. The board itself, these two left-wing liberals are nuts. They will go at any cost, do whatever they have to do to ram their agenda down everybody's throats. And they don't stop. They do not stop.
No.
There was all kinds of the town itself was a very conservative town. And the town itself got together with some polls and said, hey, here's the direction we'd like this to go. They didn't care. They don't care. That's why, you know, it's funny. Now there's so many Republicans stepping up and want to help Byron Brown in the city of Buffalo, right? City of Buffalo, for those of you listening in Rochester, different parts of the country, a self-proclaimed socialist has now won the Democratic primary. And so now there's a write-in ballot to keep Byron Brown, who's been an empty suit.
Yep.
I know there's been some people, and we've said this sometimes, like, yeah, he's done some okay things, but not really. I mean, you know, it's sad when we're saying the best thing this guy did was shut his mouth and walk away for a little bit.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, the school system has been a total miserable failure ever since he's been there. The school system has gotten worse, not better, right? And to me, you always measure success in a community by the school system itself, right? That's the next generation of what's going to happen in your system.
Yep.
And if you're producing graduation rates that are going from 70 to 60 to 50 to 40.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, stuff's not going to end up well in your community, right? When you've got kids graduating that don't understand and how to speak English and they don't know how to read and write, that's not going to end up well, right? So he's been a total useless piece of garbage. He's called many people like Carl Palladino, who tried to step up and help, and racist. And now he wants the Republicans to help him.
Nope.
There's not a damn Democrat in this country that would ever help a Republican, no matter what.
No, I agree.
And when I say never, I literally mean 99.8 out of 100.
Right.
There's probably point something somewhere that would help. But the fact of the matter is, and our buddy Dave DiPietro said this, he goes, if I was on fire, that guy would throw gasoline on me. He would not help me.
Oh, sorry,
nobody should be helping them.
No.
Let the city go to hell. There's
been
two people that have driven. There's been a few people. I shouldn't say two. But the main people have been the Pagula family, which I'm sort of on the fence with. They've put a lot of money into the city. Mm-hmm. That's cool. They saved the Bills. They saved the Sabres. They also funded part of Andrew Cuomo's campaign. Now, they didn't do it with millions of dollars, but they wrote him a check for $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
To me, if you write him a check for $5, that says, I support your agenda, right? But he won't let anybody frack. So did you write him a check and put some money into the city so that way the governor says, okay, we're not going to open up fracking and your wells over here are still worth billions of dollars?
I mean, look at what Warren Buffett does. That's what they all do, right? They use government not to fix roads and bridges. They use government to destroy their competition and their enemies, right? That's what the left does. You look at Warren Buffett, right? He's going to support candidates that are going to kill the pipeline because he owns the rail cars, right? So he's shipping oil on the rail cars. He doesn't want to have that hurt his business. So is it good for America? No. For those people that say, oh, Warren Buffett is so great, he loves America. No, he doesn't. Warren Buffett loves money.
He loves what goes
in his own pocket.
Yeah.
He would sell out America in a millisecond if it would make it a nickel.
We played a video the other day. Right. Remember he talked about how great China was?
Yeah, his partner Charlie Munger is talking about how we wish we had China's system here. It's unbelievable. I wanted to go back to gaslighting for a second, Mike. And you mentioned the conservative that is nervous about speaking up. And I think this happens a lot. Here's the gaslighting, though, from MSNBC, which is a joke of a propaganda wing. Far-right extremists, anti-maskers. and now parents are fueling a rising pattern of violence against educators. Let me tell you something. There has been one altercation in the country between a male teacher and a male parent. They got into a fist fight. One. You know how many masking, you know, Nazis, or whatever you want to call them, have gotten in faces and beaten people, punched people in the face because they didn't have a mask on? That's violence from the left extremists against the right and the conservatives is out of control. And MSNBC is going to put a far-right extremist. Look, there's not a single anti-masker. You know, I haven't gone up to anybody in a restaurant or a shopping market and said, "What are you doing with your mask on? Get your mask off! Are you crazy?" No, I walk by and I shake my head, thinking to myself, "What a moron!" Right? I don't want to say anything. Look, if you want to wear a mask, it makes you feel better. I'm okay with
that.
Right?
Yeah. How's that air?
But it goes the other way though. But the masking people, if you walk into a place like a San Francisco or New York City, they're all over you. They got the Karens, the patrons. It's ridiculous. The left thinks they need to be in everybody's face and tell everybody how to live their life. And then their propaganda wing comes out and says far-right extremists and anti-maskers is not a pattern.
And I've already said this. You know what these guys should do and these girls? They should own a marketing company because they are awesome at that, right? I mean, when you come out, you go, "I've got the greatest automobile for you," right? And they do this. Like, you are a right-wing extremist if you want to breathe in your own air and not wear a face diaper, right? And that's what you're labeled as, right? They do an awesome job. Yep. We should be doing that with them. They're left.
Communist extremists. Yep,
they are communist extremists. That's what we should be calling them. Right? You want me to wear a face diaper? You are a communist extremist. You are trying to change. But we don't do that. You know what we try to do? We play nice. We negotiate, right? That's why we're $30 trillion in debt. It's because, we negotiate. Like, you want to build this bridge, and we know that the money's not actually going to go for the bridge because out of the $20 billion, there's only $500,000 that's actually set aside for the bridge. The rest of it's set aside for welfare.
Right.
We'll negotiate. Okay, we'll take some of those. No, stop. Stop. Shut the goddamn government down. Right. Shut it down.
Right.
You know, get all the non-essential workers out, right? Stop negotiating.
Well, we lost a huge opportunity there. With Trump
left-wing
in office,
extremists.
The economy was so good that we said that for 4 years, that now would be the time to slash the size of government. Yeah. Take a chainsaw to it.
We had 20 years of that.
That was a huge failure.
Even under Obama, as we came out of that recession, there was a huge demand for labor as the real estate market started to repair itself after that crisis and stuff started to move in the opposite direction, and they made government bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, and Trump did the same thing, unfortunately. Now, Kathy Hochul in New York, the question will be, will she be the benevolent dictator that's nice and you know, everyone's hoping that, by the way. We had Steve Cohen on the radio this week, and he's like, "Wow, she's not a governor yet, so she's moderate. She got an A rating from the NRA, yada, 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 yada."
She supported the SAFE Act.
Well,
My guess is she'll be just as bad. By the way, when she had that stamp before with the NRA, that was way before the SAFE Act, right? We're bringing back stuff. And there was so many. If you listen to Bill Clinton, if you listen to Hillary Clinton, if you listen to all these Democrats in the 90s, they actually sound like Republicans today, right?
Yeah.
That party is very different. Kathy Hochul isn't supporting the same party that was under Bill Clinton.
Well, Steve's argument was
that party actually talked about protecting our borders. Closing the border. They're not doing that anymore.
Steve's argument was she had to just go along and she couldn't say anything. So the best you can do as lieutenant governor is not support and not go against. You can't go against your boss, right?
I'm going to call bullshit.
Yeah, maybe. Right? But either way, I my guess is that she'll be a nothing burger for the next 9 months, and then we'll have somebody else in office. So I don't see her being, I know everyone's paranoid, like, "Oh, my God, she's going to be worse. She's going to be I don't think she does anything, to be honest with you. I think she's underqualified. I think she's going to be overwhelmed. I think she's going to be just struggling to keep up. I think she'll go along with all the same mandates that Governor Cuomo had in place, but I think she'll be nicer about puts it in place. Instead of having a scowl on her face, she'll just smile when she screws us, right? She'll be like, "Hey, you know what? I'm putting mask mandates in, raising your taxes, and shutting down your businesses."
She's already done that.
Right?
She's already done that. Well, and by the way, totally unconstitutional what they're doing. They're mandating that you wear a mask in public and private schools. Right. That's by the way. And I can't help but think they know some of this. So my thought is that, like and I said this a while ago, and I still believe part of this is that I still believe all of it is that they want to lose the lawsuits. So they want to come out and say, we're going to force everybody to wear face diapers. So, you know, you can't do that to a private school. The public school, they've got your strings attached to your money. You can't go to a private school and say, we're forcing you to wear a face diaper. So what that does is it sets a precedent. What will happen is the lawsuits will win, and then it'll set a precedent for the private schools, which will then set a precedent to open the doors for the public schools, right?
Well, the teachers union wants to shut the schools down and get on together.
Well, we tried. We tried. You know, it's unfortunate, but we lost the lawsuits like they did with the gyms. You know, the gyms aren't going backwards now. The restaurants aren't going backwards. They're opened up because they won the lawsuits and set the precedent. Right. The same thing will happen with the schools. Unfortunately, though, here's where people just get sick and tired of it. They're sick and tired of the crap. They want to go to a state like Florida where the governor believes in them. Yep. Says, you know what? We'll support this. You want to wear a face diaper? Wear a goddamn face diaper.
Go for it.
Put a bag over
again,
your
head. Going back
to
marketing, I love how the left twists it, right? He's not allowing anyone to wear. No one said you can't wear a mask in a public school in Florida.
No.
It's the parents' choice to whether they want their kid to wear a mask or not. That's what he's fighting for. He's fighting for freedom. That's what it means. But now the left, again, they utilize this. We said this from the get-go. They're utilizing the virus to control everybody else's life. And I got to tell you something. You go back to the NRA for a second. You know, why the Second Amendment is so important. Look at Australia right now. Look at what they're doing in Australia. They took away their weapons about 10 years ago. And they go, look
just
at
from
how peaceful
the good people.
We are. Now,
just from the good people.
They took it from the
just
good
from
people.
The good people.
But now, look at what's happening. You have absolute tyranny. I'm going to play a clip in a second. They arrested a guy because you are not allowed to drive more than 2 kilometers from your house. And if you do, you have to have a damn good reason. You can only pick one friend to go visit. And you have to put that in writing and say, here's the friend I'm going to visit.
Imagine?
You have to have the guy was driving, I guess a pretty famous guy was driving to another town. They pulled him over. Where are you going? What are you doing? Well, show me your papers. Show me your vaccination.
It's never
going
to end.
They gave
him
a fine.
It's never going
to
end,
They turned him around, sent him home. They pulled him over again in a different town. Where are you? What are you doing? Could you imagine? They're locking people in their homes by force. They're pepper spraying 12 and 14-year-olds for not wearing masks. And the population in Australia has become a prison state again, right?
They
it's run
some
by
dogs,
the Communist
by
Party.
The did you see that article? I forget who sent it to, a Zimmer or somebody, but they ended up shooting some dogs.
Yes. They shot all the dogs because they didn't want people to come pick them up because they were worried about COVID. It's that crazy.
Could you imagine being
honest
that
to God?
Sick?
It's that nuts.
Could you imagine being that demented where you've got these healthy dogs, but you're afraid people might come pick them up and meet together to pick them up? Right. So instead, we just shoot the dogs. I mean, these people you're mentally ill at a whole different level. And these, by the way, are left-wing liberal Democrats.
Right.
These are the Democrats.
That's right.
That's how they think.
That's how they think. They want to control.
I mean, they are mentally
ill. I want to play this Twitter clip, but I can't reach the keyboard. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to
We got
to
play Fauci clip, too.
I can play the audio, but I'm not sure I can get the video in. So I'll play the audio, and maybe the video we can just edit that in for the actual
got to play the
podcast.
Fauci clip. Now remember, folks, it was 2 weeks to flatten the curve. That's what we were told 2 years ago. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Now Fauci's talking about 2021, 2022. Mm-hmm. We're hoping things will be better. Everybody's got to get vaccinated. Everybody's got to get vaccinated. The kids got to get vaccinated.
What about
the
people
hamsters got to get vaccinated? The dogs got to get vaccinated. He talks about that, Glenn. Doesn't matter. He says, "Look, you owe it to people.
What do you mean
even
doesn't
if you
matter?
Had
How does it not matter? The
extra protect
then
yourself.
Then you're anti-science because the settled science." And all the studies have shown that natural immunity from having had COVID is as good or better than the vaccine. Why
it's
would
good,
you need to get the
vaccine? You would be even better if you had the vaccine.
No, that's bullshit.
I was talking to somebody
the
other day, by the way.
There's no science to support that whatsoever. Zero.
No.
None.
Zero.
None
Zero.
Whatsoever.
Zero.
He is absolutely making shit up from the top of his head. And it becomes gospel. And this is what we talk about, the deep state and bureaucrats.
That's it.
This is it. Here's the guy.
Yep.
Right, let me play
that's the swamp. You do a lot of hunting in swamps for ducks. That's, you know how when you actually step in the stuff that's like really disgustingly crappy, muddy?
Yep.
That's him.
That's
like
him.
This filthy sickness.
Right, let me play this clip.
And it doesn't go away. Like the next time you hunt, it's still there.
Right. This is Fauci with Anderson Cooper.
So, Dr. Fauci, I want to get to the FDA approval in a moment. First, I do want to ask you something about that you said to NPR today. You said if the majority of Americans get vaccinated, quote, we could start to really get some good control over this as we get back into the fall of 2022, a year from now. Is that the best case scenario? And what does control look like?
Anderson, I have to apologize when I listen to the tape. I meant to say the spring of 2022.
Oh, okay.
So I
another few months.
In the conversation with Mary Louise Kelly, she was saying, when do I think we're going to start to get some control? I said, if we can get through this winter and get really the majority, overwhelming majority of the 90 million people who have not been vaccinated, I hope we could start to get some good control.
Now,
can you pause that
for a second? Herd immunity used to be, by the World Health Organization, it used to be people that are vaccinated plus people that already had it, right? And we were told that throughout this whole thing. Yes, there's going to be a lot of people that had it, heroes like myself that beat it. We're gonna be, and then you get some people who didn't get it but are vaccinated, and there's going to be a point where this thing can't move anywhere, right? Listen to him, because no more is it, you had it, who cares? It doesn't matter. Your body is not strong enough to just beat it once.
Mm-hmm. Well, now he's talking about, he wants the corporations, institutions, military, everyone.
He gets into
that.
He's so happy the fact that now it's been approved.
Okay. What does control, what does that mean, or what does that look like to you?
Hmm.
Well, to me, that means that you have either the overwhelming majority of the population vaccinated, those who have been in.
Okay, here's the thing. This guy is so full of shit, and I'll tell you why.
Yep.
He funded this Chinese virus. He knows he funded it.
Yep.
He knows how I've been saying this for a while now. He knows how dangerous this is. He realizes that, oh crap, we accidentally funded a communist Chinese party bioweapon that escaped the lab or was released from the lab. We really don't know, right?
Where does this thing
know.
How does it mutate itself?
But you
right?
made this. You made this. And you know how dangerous this is, and you're freaking out because you have to get this under control and behind you so that people move on and forget about it, right?
Yeah. That's what this is all about. He's got the Biden administration to help him with
that. That's what this
now,
is all about.
And to be honest, he had Trump, too.
We said that from the get-go. Trump played the game he shouldn't have.
Terrible,
Trump surrounded himself
disgusting.
With the wrong people.
This guy should have been fired day one. Bye-bye.
I knew
bye-bye.
Trump was in trouble from day one when he put Rance Priebus as his inner circle. You know, you put the leader of the GOP who is useless. Well, Rona McDonald right now is useless, as useless could possibly be. Right?
Yep.
I mean, it's unbelievable. But that was a huge mistake. Trump should have taken all of his business associates. He should have surrounded himself with his business partners, and he should have run the country completely like a business, and he should have shut things down and ignored everything else. But the Democrats, man,
and,
I'm telling you,
and
they
the
know how to hamstring people.
The message on COVID should have been from frontline COVID doctors that were actually treating the virus.
Right. Well, now in Florida, they're actually treating the virus. They have centers open for ivermectin. They have you can get the medication now.
Done.
And that's going to make
one
a big
every,
deal for us.
I don't know what the numbers is now, hospitalization rates. What is it, one out of every 500,000 or one out of every 400,000 people in the hospital, right? Majority of them, 99.997.
What's starting to ease
with
up,
the right treatment, walk out of there in 2 days.
What's starting to ease up in the hospitals is the fact that we are opening in Florida these treatment centers. You know, that's because before, again, you call your doctor, I've got COVID, I don't feel well, I need the medication, I can't give it to you, you need to go to the emergency room. They're sending everybody to the emergency room, and that's unfortunate. Now, I do know one that sadly just passed away. He was 86. I know another that just got out of the hospital that's our age, but he's also he's a pretty heavy set guy. He's a big guy, but he spent 8 days in the hospital. That sucks.
We had a client's son, Glenn, that took the second shot and his head swelled up.
Well, this is not from the vaccine. This guy got this
No,
COVID.
I know that, but that's the thing, right? Like, there's no side effects. There's no issues with taking this shot, right? That's where I have a problem. I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti you telling me that I've got to get my 9-year-old daughter
who had COVID.
Why would she need a shot when I'm hearing stories that one of our client's son's head swelled up?
It's all risk at
that point. Your head doesn't swell up from a flu shot.
Right, but if your daughter's already had COVID, why would you take the risk?
There's no reason to get that.
There's no benefit. You cannot make a scientific argument that there's a benefit to taking the vaccine for a 9-year-old that's already had COVID.
Keep listening to this, because he now starts to turn COVID into the measles. A very different thing, by the way. We had 1 in 4 people with measles that were hospitalized. 1 in 4.
Right, right, right.
I'm telling you right now, if 1 in 4 people were hospitalized from COVID, my attitude would be very different.
Right.
Very different.
Right.
That's not the case.
Right.
That's not the case. In fact, the majority of Americans don't know anybody that was hospitalized. They have to reach out, meaning that, well, my brother's sister's friend's brother was in there, right? Again, sympathetic to anybody who's in the hospital, whether it's pneumonia, whether it's a car accident. Right now, the children have a way higher probability of dying from a drug overdose from the way we reacted to COVID than from COVID. We need to rethink.
Well, if
this.
They were if they were that serious about COVID, though, wouldn't they shut down the southern border?
I mean,
wouldn't they close the southern border, Mike?
Oh,
I mean, seriously,
yeah, no, absolutely.
They're bringing in thousands of migrants and they're shipping them all over the country. They're not testing them. How come they're not forcing the migrants to get the vaccine? But you want an employer to force their employees to?
I'll tell you why. Because they're dropping them off in Texas and Florida.
Yeah, right.
They love
exactly.
to see the rates go up there. Did you see that video I sent you, by the way, of Mark of fake Poland cars? And his interview with COVID the other day.
I don't know if I did.
So he puts his mask on, right? For the cameras. We all know it's bullshit because we've caught him a million times.
I did see that.
So he puts his mask on, right? And then he takes his mask off when he gets to the podium, and he's holding his hand on the podium, right? The mask is going up and down the podium, right, all over it, right?
Yep.
So then the next guy who plays the game comes up with his face diaper, right? Takes his face diaper off and sets it, I'm not kidding, exactly on the podium and was sitting, talking right there. And it was so great. The guy who was doing the auditing of it, he was like, if they really believed in this crap,
sorry about that.
Would you set your dirty face diaper exactly down on the podium?
Right.
Where the last face diaper was, and you both rubbed it back and forth as you're talking.
It couldn't be worse.
Couldn't be worse.
Why don't you give him a big French kiss? How about that?
Yeah.
Why don't you spit in his face? How about that?
By the way,
let's sneeze right on him. Right, cough right on him. Whatever.
Once again, financial guys predicted this stupidity. We predicted it months ago, and we said the face diapers will cause more issues than help, which is true. There was another study this week. If you don't believe us, go to our Facebook page, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We posted it about how these people are getting sick, how the face diapers doing anything. Face diapers tend to do stuff in a bacterial environment with bacteria, but not with a viral problem, right? So exactly what we talked about is exactly what that video was.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yep.
How you're going to take this dirty face thing that's on your face and put it exactly on the podium, rub it there, exactly where the last face diaper was, and then put it back on your face so you can suck in the COVID. You stupid idiots. You're
really
just you're a moron if you actually believe any of this stuff is for the safety of you and the safety of your children.
Yeah,
you're an absolute
children.
Moron.
Here's the biggest issue. CDC, and not that I believe everything CDC says, a study finds about 78% of people hospitalized for COVID were overweight or obese. And that does seem to be... Now, why aren't we out there... talking about health plans and gym memberships and all this stuff. No.
Right. How about vitamins?
Vitamins.
How about,
getting healthy.
Financial guy's spot on. I said this 2 marches ago. Something is not right here. I went to Wegmans.
We're out of
paper towels. I went to Publix. We're out of paper towels. Yet the vitamin aisle is stacked rich with vitamins.
Right.
Something doesn't smell right here.
It's unreal.
That's funny. Continue to play it. You'll like this. You haven't had the opportunity to hear this. I just sent it to you on the way to
Wait a minute. I'm
the
go
studio
because I moved on to something else here.
Yeah, it gets the whole 9 minutes is really worth the
chief medical
worth the entertainment.
Advisor. So, Dr. Fauci, I want to get the FDA approval in a moment.
Get them revaccinated. The people who are unvaccinated now, that 90 million people, get them vaccinated. I think we can get a degree of overall blanket protection of the community. That as we get into the early part of 2022, getting through the winter, which could be complicated by influenza, by respiratory syncytial virus, that as we get into the spring, we could start getting back to a degree of normality, namely reassuming the things that we were hoping we could do. Restaurants.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. F*** you, first of all. I'm sorry. And maybe beep that out on the recording. You just had Lollapalooza in Chicago with 100 freaking thousand people there.
How about Obama's tent party, Glenn?
Obama's tent party. But I may be able to get back to normal, go to a restaurant?
Maybe.
Kiss my ass. Pelosi just had a huge fundraiser in California.
Maybe.
Hundreds of people, maskless.
Yep.
right?
Yep. Locally here, Kathy Hochul.
My apologies for the language. My
You don't need to be apologetic at all. These people are absolute dirtbags.
I'm sorry,
Kathy Hochul.
That's not normally like me, though. I don't like dropping the F bomb because we're live on the air here. But in all honesty, it makes me so mad. So
Kathy
mad
Hochul,
we talk about
disgusting.
You maybe mm-hmm. by the spring, maybe you
yeah,
might be
years.
Able to go to a restaurant or buy groceries. Kiss yeah. my ass, Dr. Fauci.
I doubt I would recommend you go to a concert. That's just going to be
I got to play that again.
That's a death sentence for everybody.
The community. Yeah.
Now, disgusting human being is what he is. He knows exactly what he's doing.
I want
to mark my
again.
Words, by the way. We will over the next few months to the spring, Fauci and his family will be together. They will be hanging out, right? He won't be just in a room writing a book with Andrew Cuomo.
No.
I'm sure they'll do that too. But he will be. I would bet everything he was at the Obama party maskless with.
Let's
with
not forget that this
people,
was Fauci who
people.
Walked out onto a baseball diamond.
Yep.
With a
yep.
mask on, nobody anywhere near him throws a baseball and then goes seen. And this has been all for this mass thing with these politicians that have been for show from the get-go. But listen to this guy. Listen to this little tyrant.
Winter, which could be complicated by influenza, by respiratory syncytial virus, that as we get into the spring, we could start getting back to a degree of normality, namely reassuming the things that we were hoping we could do.
God.
Restaurants, theaters,
yes.
that kind of thing. But again, there's a big caveat there, Anderson.
Can't promise
this
it.
Is a very wily virus. We thought we were going to have that degree of freedom as we got into the 4th of July and the summer. And then along comes a soccer punch with the Delta variant, which is extraordinary in its capability of spreading from person to person. So we hope we'll be there at the time frame that I mentioned correctly being the spring of 2022.
No guarantees,
but there's
though.
No guarantee because it's up to us. If
could
we
go
keep
to 23.
Wingering,
yep.
Let me tell
every
you something.
Every single one of you.
My life
every
is back
single
to normal.
American, if every single American doesn't get this shot, which we know some people have been deadly sick from, well, I'm sorry. Then you'll never get your life back to normal.
Let me tell you something. I've been traveling. I have been going to restaurants. I was at a bar the other night watching a fantastic band, right? And I'm taking some risk. I mean, I'm half faxed. I got one of the two.
I
so
actually
I got
don't
partial.
Think you are taking a risk. That's where the conservatives.
I want to live.
Stop.
I want to live my life.
But here's the thing, Glenn. There's two different parts to our health. One is our immune system, which needs to be built by you being interactive with people, touching stuff. If you're going to hide yourself in a room with a face diaper
on, that's what it's showing.
I
now.
Assure you, your life. Will not live as long than if you're out and about. It.
But
the other
but
part
what,
of that is your mental health.
But they're
right?
showing that, though. I mean, again, Cuomo came out with 71% of cases came from people locking at home. I don't necessarily think that going to a Lollapalooza is probably the right app. But again,
I'm going.
Well,
you know
why? And the whole family just went to a concert. I went to one concert. Yeah. They went to another. Here's the thing. You know, you could either live your life in fear. You can lock yourself in the basement. You can hide from every virus. You can try to insulate yourself from every risk. And you can, and that's your prerogative. That's up to you. I don't want to live my life that way.
You'll be dead at 48 because your immune system will suck.
Most people don't want to live their life that way, right? Most people, life is risk. That's what life is. People ride motorcycles. They enjoy it. Is there a risk with it? Yes, it is. Are they taking the risk and making their own choice? Yes, they are. Why don't we outlaw motorcycles for their safety? Why don't we do that, right? I mean, you're talking
about
making people do things for their own safety.
More children will die of walking across the street than of COVID.
It's just ridiculous. I'm so
sick of it. So if you really gave
a
crap about the children, you would say they're not allowed to walk across
streets
anymore.
They don't give a crap about anything but
control.
For
their safety.
They care
about
control and power. That's all they care about. This is the global reset. I never believed in it before. When everybody said, wow, the Agenda 21, global reset, all this stuff, I never believed it. But they're doing it, folks.
Yep.
They're doing it. In Australia, you can't leave your house without a good reason. If you go outside to exercise, you're limited to only being within 2 kilometers or something like that of your house. If you want to go visit a friend, you have to pick one. They can't be more than a certain distance from your house. You can
better
only see
one.
That one friend, and they have
better
to see you.
Better pick a good one.
Better pick a good one, right? It's outrageous.
God
It's darn it, well, if you're a British,
I picked Joey and he ended up being a jerk.
Well, if you're a British academist, you know, you would pick your mistress, apparently, right? Remember the guy who, you got to lock everybody down. Nobody can see anybody. And then he's out, you know, sleeping with his mistress and seeing her, right? Remember that?
That's
these
right.
People are priceless, right?
That seems
but you're going to tell me I might be able
Democrats.
To get back to normal? I might be able to go to a restaurant? While Nancy Maybe. Pelosi is having huge maskless fundraisers? Obama's having huge birthday parties, right?
Yep.
Lori Lightfoot, is that Lollapalooza? Are you serious?
Kathy Hochul's fundraiser, all maskless.
And then he's talking about
pictures of them
he's out
side
there,
by side.
Yeah, he's out there talking about the motorcycle rally against Sturgis, right? He's like, oh my God, Sturgis, that could be horrible. No word from Fauci about Lollapalooza, though. No word about Obama's party. Not
they
at
should
all.
Have been outraged with Obama. Should have been outraged with him. That tent, by the way, if you haven't had the chance to see it, Google Obama party. That was the biggest tent
Huge.
I've ever seen in my life.
Yep.
You could have multiple circuses underneath the tent. And there's all kinds of pictures of them hamming it up, dancing away, maskless, having fun. Yeah.
Anyway, make sure we beep out the swear words. I apologize for dropping the F-bomb. That was I don't like doing that. But honestly, when you start to tell me again, we might be able to. What the hell? Why are we listing
Glenn.
This guy? Rand Paul nailed it. I'll play a little bit of Rand Paul.
We can't
here.
Go backwards, Glenn. We can only accept what you've done and move
I
forward.
I guess, but I just get so incensed. I, you know, thank God we're on the radio, right?
It's like, keep playing the Fauci one.
No, I can't.
You'll say it again.
No, I don't want to say it again. I want to play this. I want to play Rand Paul, and then I want to play some Jen Psaki because the lying from this White House is unreal. Let me play Rand Paul quick though, because he just nails it. I mean, this is an older. He just put this out back on the 8th of August, so it's a little bit dated. You know, a couple
we
weeks.
We need
old,
Rand Paul for president.
This is,
Forget
he
DeSantis.
Is
we need
spot
DeSantis
on
in Florida.
Spot on.
We need DeSantis in Florida.
Yep, he is.
It's time for us to resist. They can't arrest all of us. They can't keep all of your kids home from school. They can't keep every government building closed, although I've got a long list of ones they might keep closed or might ought to keep closed.
That's so true.
We don't have to accept the mandates, lockdowns, and harmful policies of the petty tyrants and bureaucrats. We can simply say no, not again. Nancy Pelosi, you will not arrest or stop me or anyone on my staff from doing our jobs. We have either had COVID, had the vaccine, or been offered the vaccine. We will make our own health choices. We will not show you a passport. We will not wear a mask. We will not be forced into random screenings and testings so you can continue your drunk with power reign over the Capitol. President Biden, we will not accept your agency's mandates or your reported moves towards a lockdown. No one should follow the CDC's anti-science mask mandates. And if you want to shut down federal agencies again, some of which aren't even back to work yet, I will stop every bill coming through the Senate with an amendment to cut their funding if they don't come back to work in person.
God bless
you. Local bureaucrats and union bosses, we will not allow you to do more harm to our children again this year. Children are not at any more risk from COVID than they are from the seasonal flu. Every adult who works in schools
less.
Has either had the vaccine or had their chance to get vaccinated. There is no reason for mask mandates, part-time schools, or any lockdown measures. Children are falling behind in school and are being harmed physically and psychologically by the tactics that you have used to keep them from the classroom during the last year.
Yep.
We won't allow it again. If a school system attempts to keep children from full-time in-person school, I will hold up every bill with two amendments, one to defund them and another to allow parents the choice of where the money goes for their child's education. Do I sound fed up to you? That's because I am. I'm not a career politician. I practiced medicine for 33 years. I graduated from Duke Medical School. I've worked in emergency rooms. I've studied immunology and virology. And I ultimately chose to become an eye surgeon. I've been telling everyone for a year now that Dr. Fauci and other public health bureaucrats.
Apparently, I played this last week, too, so we'll stop it there. But that's pinned to our Twitter page, at FinGuys, if you want to go watch that or see the whole
you
clip.
You did, but it's worth another read. It's worth another read.
I mean, he's right, though. He's absolutely right.
He's spot on.
Just start ignoring them.
Absolutely spot on.
Enough is enough. The NEA, the National Education Association, they want to keep kids home. They're still fighting to not go back to school.
Yeah, yeah.
And Fauci's right. Or Fauci's right. God help me. Rand Paul is right. You know, you either have had you've had COVID, or you've had the vaccine, or you've had the option to get the vaccine.
Yeah,
if you're that fearful,
the war's over.
Then pick a different. Look,
the war's over.
I don't like fire. I don't like fire. I mean, I like fire, I like fireplaces. I like fire pits. I like having a fire. But I don't like going into a burning building, okay? I am not that guy. I'm not the hero that is, and I give these guys a lot of credit. I mean, honest to God, you know, firefighters, and my father-in-law was a fire commissioner for many, many years. You know, he's seen stuff that I would never want to see, right? You know, you see charred bodies and things like that, right? You're saving children. Unfortunately, sometimes you're not saving children. It's a hard thing to do, right? I give these people a lot of credit for what they do. That's not me. So guess what I didn't become? I didn't become a firefighter. If I'm afraid of doing that stuff, I'm not going to make that my profession. If you're a teacher right now, and I know it's not you because it's typically your unions, but if you are one of those teachers supporting your union saying, I don't want to go back to school because the kids are a risk to me, find another job. Find a different profession. Maybe knitting at your house and selling stuff online so you never have to interact with anybody.
A farmer's
might
market.
Be better for you, right? But the kids are suffering. They're falling behind. Right? They have mental issues. They're committing suicide. Drug use is way up. It's over. Put these kids back in school without masks. Enough is enough. It's just ridiculous.
Right.
And Rand Paul is right. It's time for mass disobedience, right? If they go back to mask mandates, then go to the grocery store with 30 of your friends and do your shopping.
Right.
You know,
go by yourself.
Grab a dozen.
These conservatives
the problem is you go by yourself and then you get accosted by 16 Karens in the place. Go with a dozen of your friends if you think you need that support. Go with your friends.
Go with yourself. If you're like you and I who don't give a crap, you walk in by yourself and you say, I'm living my life.
It's outrageous. Unreal.
Don't like it. Stay home.
All right. Yeah. Let's play this clip.
Let's listen to Jenny.
You got to play this clip. I got to play this clip. Let's switch gears for a second. Talk about this disaster in Afghanistan again. We talked about this on Saturday. This just gets worse and worse. Biden comes out on Sunday, right? Does a press conference yesterday. And it's so bad that NBC cuts away from the questions. ABC and CBS didn't even air it. And again, the lying is outrageous. Let me play this clip, and then I'll play Jen Psaki, who is just absolutely lying through her teeth.
Once again, the media is the problem in this country. Media 100%. They exposed, and even 5% of his incompetence, he would never be even thought of about going back into that office again.
So he goes down a list of...
Can't even find the front door. He's walking around the White House.
Oh, my God. He can't even... It's unbelievable. He is just absolutely out of it. He can barely string a sentence together. But here's Biden again on Sunday.
Nobody knows.
Lying through his teeth. It's amazing.
Keep you informed every day as we move forward. May God protect our troops and our diplomats and... or serving in harm's way.
I was going to take a pre-approved question.
Darlene from the Associated Press.
Mr. President,
yes.
We're 9 days away from the August 31st deadline. Will you extend that deadline, or what?
He's begging the Taliban now to extend the deadline.
The Taliban, by the way, are already making threats, opening threats, saying you don't
do this. He cuts away. They cut
we're
away.
We're coming back.
Listen to this.
Or what is your thought process on extending the evacuation?
Discussion.
All right, we've been listening to President Biden.
We better cut away.
By the way,
on a Sunday
Taliban warned of consequences.
I mean,
if
holy
U.S.
cow.
Stays beyond deadline. Did you ever see Step Brothers? You did, obviously. Yeah. You saw Step Brothers, right? Do you remember that one part in Step Brothers where there's these little kids that abuse Will Ferrell and his brother there?
Yep.
And they're afraid to drive the bikes down. And you think of what he says, oh, we can't go down the street. And I'm thinking there's these really big tough guys that are going to mess with these two.
Yeah,
and then they get down the street and they're like 5-year-olds, right? So, but what the problem is they let these 5-year-olds, they just let them think that they were bigger than they were, right? This is what Joe Biden has done to the Taliban. He has said, I'm sorry, we're pulling out, we're going to give you a deadline, right? And the Taliban are going to work with us. The Taliban come out this week and say, now we're warning of consequences. Now they've become the bullies.
Right.
Now they're in
the
driver's seat, right?
Exactly.
Oh, Joe Biden, he's not doing anything.
No.
Get it?
No,
get out.
Totally enough.
Right?
Should have
said you touch one of our if one of our Americans even get a scratch on them,
right.
If one of our tanks end up with a little bit of a scratch or even just a little dent, your cave is turning into crumbled cookies.
Right.
That's what should have happened.
Well, and unfortunately, we're not saying any of that, right? It's as if they're an alternate reality. Listen to this. Just listen to this for a second. There are thousands of Americans stranded right now in Afghanistan. There are thousands of foreign allies, Afghani allies and other nations' allies.
Thousands.
Thousands and thousands that are trapped right now. The Taliban, we may have taken control of the airport. The Taliban have taken control of the city. So they have taken all the checkpoints. You can't get to the airport. There's reports of Taliban that are confiscating passports and things like that.
Sure.
You can't get to the airport. Listen to this.
Joe's policy is, hey, just make it to the airport. Like it's going into JFK or something.
Right, exactly.
If you can make
just
it
grab
to,
an Uber.
Just make it to the
no
airport.
No worries. I mean, seriously. It's unbelievable.
I don't mean to laugh, but his incompetence
it's
is just
off
unreal.
The charts. They're
like, just make it to the airport.
It's so sad.
You'll be fine there.
Listen to this. Listen,
Joe,
this
is, we can't make it there. They have everything shut off,
right.
Joe.
This is Peter Doocy, who's been on fire, right? He's been fantastic.
President, I have a sense that most of the criticism is not of leaving Afghanistan. It's the way that he has ordered it to happen, by pulling the troops before getting these Americans who are now stranded. Does he have a sense of that?
First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not. We are committed to bringing Americans who want to come home, home. We are in touch with them via phone,
they just
via text,
need to get to the airport.
Via email, via any way that we can possibly reach Americans get them home if they want to return home.
Stop. She's texting these people. That's her game plan. We're emailing them. Jen, some of them are probably dead. Like, you're emailing and texting them.
Right.
Can you imagine that? You're stranded somewhere in Afghanistan.
With a terrorist organization that's taken over. Vicious.
That's right.
Vicious.
With a track record of raping women.
We have people behind enemy lines right now. We have Americans behind enemy lines.
Right. She's
and
texting
this
them.
Buffoon is going, no, there's nobody
she's
stranded.
She's going, look it, just get on your Apple phone. We'll email you and you can just make it to the airport.
It's
what
unreal.
A moron.
It's really
what
unreal. Listen to the rest of this. She's unbelievable.
Americans stranded is the White House's official position on what's happening in Afghanistan.
So I'm just calling you out for saying that we are stranding Americans in Afghanistan.
So back this up. I'm calling you out. She says,
right.
I'm calling
right.
you out for saying people are stranded. Right. So the White House, Peter Doocy, the White House's official position then is no Americans are stranded. Is that
no,
what I'm hearing from
fine.
You?
We are in touch
fine.
With them via phone,
go back to COVID.
Via text, via email, via any way that we can possibly reach Americans to get them home if they want to return home.
There are no
if
Americans
they want to.
Stranded is the White House's official position on what's happening in Afghanistan. Right?
I'm just calling you out for saying that we are stranding Americans in Afghanistan when we have been very clear that we are not leaving Americans who want to return home. We are going to bring them home. And I think
some
that's
of them, Jen, probably
the
want to stay for the sushi,
numbers.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because it's fighting season,
bad.
So they like it there, right? Some of them are going to return in body bags, Jen. If you're able to get the bodies back at all, you are
that's
a
right.
clown, and this is a clown show. The whole administration, we have 10,000 plus Americans behind enemy lines, and instead of actually going and getting them, they're just lying about it. Like, no, there's no Americans behind. No, they can just go to the airport. No, we're good.
No,
we're all set.
Anybody who wants
to leave, no problem.
We've been texting them. Are they just not answering?
We sent them an email. Meanwhile, speaking of emails, so Jen Psaki in the White House is saying, just go to the airport. The State Department is sending out an email saying, don't go to the airport. They don't even know what the left hand has done, the right hand is doing within their own administration. This is what happens with lack of leadership, though.
They sent masks over to these folks so they don't get COVID.
This is total incompetence. This is what happens, though, when you have no leadership at the top. Joe Biden is an empty head.
This is a huge one. My 9-year-old could have figured out how to get out of Afghanistan.
Did you hear the question, though?
I made sure those people were safe and secure.
Peter Doocy is right. Does Biden have even a sense of that?
Not a clue.
That was a great worded question by Peter Doocy.
Of course, they're not going to answer it.
Does Biden really have a sense of what's going on there? Does he really understand what's going on? Oh, Peter, come on.
Come
on.
I take offense to that, Peter.
Yeah,
we've been
I'm calling you out, Peter,
people.
For being wrong. Yeah. Well, but we're hearing there's another clip. I'll find that clip, too.
Jimmy, you're not allowed in this room anymore.
From the Tuesday press conference, Biden's the same thing. And one of the reporters who was, I think it was NPR, go, well, that's just not jiving from what we're hearing from our colleagues that are stuck there. Right
there. Yeah.
We're getting emails and phone calls from our colleagues saying,
please
help
us. Yeah.
Right.
Please save us.
So what you're saying, Joe, is not what we're hearing. I'll find that clip, actually.
How in the world does this get executed that way?
Unbelievable.
With this type of neglect.
It's unreal.
Nobody. There's not a military in the world You know, even so, the Taliban would never say we're going to leave our people back.
Right.
And oh, by the way, the military will be the last, you know, the first to go. You're on your own. Email us when you can get out. I mean, what a joke. What a joke. And then for them to defend this type of incompetence is unreal.
Let me go to this clip here. This might be the clip I'm thinking of.
Yeah. And God forbid the mainstream media, you know, locally 247, they still start out with, oh my gosh, the Rochester hospitals are overwhelmed with COVID kids. Even though there's not one kid in there with COVID, we think it's overwhelmed.
No, it's not. It's ridiculous. Let me play this clip from, this is Joe Biden's speech from Tuesday, part of it.
Would come faster through Afghanistan. Can you say why, after that cable was issued, the U.S. didn't do more to get Americans out?
We got all kinds of cables, all kinds of advice.
Here's a question. That's not the right clip, but here's the thing. You got all kinds of advice. You got all kinds of cables, right? You had all kinds
didn't
of
listen
advice.
To it.
Let me ask you this. If you were told, Joe, according to Joe, Joe was told that the 300,000 Afghanis, he said that, why didn't you believe the Afghan troops would fall? Well, because we thought 300,000 Afghans against 75 Taliban would be an unfair fight. We thought that they would win. My question is this, and Bongino brought this up the other day. Who told Biden that, and why aren't they fired yet? I mean, all seriousness, yeah. Who was it, Mark Milley? Was it General Milley that told him? Was it the CIA? Was it the Pentagon? Who specifically on your team, your defense secretary? Was it Lloyd? Who told you specifically that the Taliban weren't going to take over? Who told you the 300,000 could manage it? Because they were wrong, and they need to be fired.
But in a million years, you don't let your military is there for a reason, right? Okay, we're taking them out. All right, but we've got all these people we need to get out first.
But even prior to that, though, before you pull your troops out, who told you, Joe, that the 300,000 troops could protect against the Taliban? Who told you that? Because they were clearly wrong, right?
Yeah.
This is the biggest intelligence failure since 9/11, right? Yeah.
And as we've said before, all you would have needed was a few of America's finest from the Air Force, and this thing is over.
All you got to do is you keep the air base,
never happened under Trump.
And you get everybody out, you get all the equipment out. Right?
That's right.
Then you give them back air.
And you have a very strong heart-to-heart conversation about how your cave is going to crumble if you touch one American. One of our tanks ends up with a scratch on it. Every tank with a scratch ends up with a cave that you're going to have to hide underneath because it's going to crumble.
We had a response group that was in place under Trump as part of the plan in case something went wrong. They disassembled that in June before they pulled people out in July. Why would you do that? Who gave that order? Were they afraid to use that force? Did they not want to make that decision? Because they were criticized in Benghazi for just basically giving them stand-down orders. Who gave the stand-down orders? They were never fired. Americans died, including our compound, what do you call it?
Compound director.
What's that?
Director?
Yeah, our ambassador, our overseas ambassador, first ambassador to be killed in since Jimmy Carter, right? This guy is worse than Jimmy Carter. This is Jimmy Carter on steroids. Jimmy Carter was a nice guy and a buffoon.
Well,
Biden is an absolute moron.
But here's
wrong
the thing:
on every decision for his entire 48-year career.
The difference between Jimmy Carter and Joe Biden is Carter was surrounded by moderate Democrats, Democrats that as of today would be considered Republicans.
Yeah.
Joe Biden is surrounded by woke liberal nutjobs that think, okay, I'm going to put a tattoo of a pot leaf on the top of my head, and it's everybody else's fault that I don't have a job, right? That's who he is surrounded by. And the country has changed in the last 10 years. That party has gone so far to the left, right? Again, go back and listen to how President Clinton ran. He talked about secure borders. Yep. President Clinton actually cut the capital gains tax. I mean, you're talking about a much
President
different
Clinton
party.
Is more conservative than half of the Republican Party today, by far.
Yes.
Mitt Romney?
They have shifted so far to be radical left, it's not even funny.
Crazy.
And their message, I give them credit. Their marketing department is awesome. If you stand up against them, you are a right-wing radical. Right. And the Democrats go, or the Republicans go, oh, well, I guess we should compromise. No, you are a left-wing extremist. That's right. That's what you
are. That's what we got now.
You are a communist.
We have left-wing, that's what we've got. Left-wing radicals
that is
that
who's surrounding
the country
Joe Biden.
Now.
Left-wing, the Taliban are nice
AOC,
people. They'll be fine.
Ocasio Cortez is a lying left-wing radical, right? I came up poor in the bread. No, you didn't. You're a liar, right?
No.
You are and Joe is a pathological liar. But anyway, that's all the time we have for today, folks. We're at the 1 hour mark.
We do manage money for a living, by the way.
We do manage money for a living. If you need us throughout the week, call us at the office. 833-FIN-GUYS. 833-FIN-GUYS is a number. You can go to our website, thefinancialguys.com.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Yep. Go to our website. You can find all of our links, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all on thefinancialguys.com. And one last celebration confetti thing for the departure of Governor Cuomo. Thank God the king is the tyrannical king of New York has been dethroned, I guess.
Yes.
And no more Governor Cuomo. He may end up on CNN right next to his brother, though. And, you know, look out for an ethics tour coming soon from Governor Cuomo. But anyway.
What's the over-under on that? What's the over-under on that? Book number two, we should bet. When's book number two coming out? And when does he start on CNN?
Why it was New York's fault. Anyway, if you like
why it was your fault and not mine.
If you like what you heard, folks, do us a favor. Give us a thumbs up. Hit the subscribe button. You'll be notified for all the different things that we put out here. Again, this is a live broadcast from 8 to 9. We're doing this every Tuesday morning. And coming soon, our ability to take your calls and texts as well. We love the radio show format where we interact with callers and are able to answer questions. We want to do the exact same thing here in these live broadcasts. And we're going to add more platforms. Right now we're streaming, I think, on YouTube. And eventually we'll be also streaming on multiple platforms as well. So you can pick the platform that you like. And again, we appreciate it. Share this with your friends if you like what you heard. So what's that? Oh, we're live on Facebook, too, apparently. So I'm getting we're live on Facebook, live on YouTube. And thanks for everyone that watched today. Again, I apologize for the F-bomb, but we'll bleep that out for the for the rebroadcast. And then if you want to see the videos we played today, we'll check out the YouTube channel when we release this fully tomorrow. All the videos that we played today will be included in the produced version of that podcast. So thanks again for watching. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. We are the Financial Guys, and we'll see you on Saturday on the Financial Guys Radio Network.